Thank you very much for joining us today. Joining me today are Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Michele Colaninno, Chief of Strategy and Product, Alessandra Simonotto, Chief Financial Officer, and myself. You can access the slides supporting this conference call at piaggiogroup.com. At the end of the presentation, we will be available to answer the question you may have. Before starting the presentation, as usual, I need to remind you that during today's conference call, we may use forward-looking statements based on Piaggio's current expectations and projections about future events. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to risk, uncertainties, and other factors that can cause actual results to be materially different. Also, I remind you that the press has been invited to participate in this conference call in a listen-only mode. And now I would like to turn the conference call over to Mr. Roberto Colaninno.
Hello, good day, everybody. To be very synthetic, I think that the results of the first 6 months is quite good, particularly due to the very high performance of bikes, where we have big results, especially for Moto Guzzi and Aprilia. We expected that the same trend of sales of the first 6 months on bikes will be also in the second 6 months of the year. On this area, we don't register any particular problem for the components, even is quite difficult the situation, but we manage very well through our different company and different purchasing point around the world. The second is that what we have beginning on the first 6 months, that we have launched all the new departments on electric. We are working hard there to develop the new vehicle, electrical vehicle. The first one of this will be launched in September, and then we believe that this will be very successful products. Based on the area, we have a very good results in Asia, where the results are coming especially for the market of Thailand, Philippines, Indonesia, and Vietnam. The second one, the big surprise for us, is the number and the sales that we registered in China, where Vespa is very successful sales and also very, very important results. We believe that China will be a very good market for this type of products, that is a top-class products, and the reaction of the market is very good. The second one, market where we have very good results, is the United States, where the bikes was very welcome, and Vespa reached a market share, an incredible market share of the market. EMEA too is quite good. The performance of sales in EMEA that we registered, that is confirmed by the sales of July, and also the order that we received for August and September is very positive, and this can predict a very good second 6 months. India is a terrible year, where practically is in lockdown on the last 4 months, and the sales of this is practically reduced and comparable to the last year. Now, for the first time, India registered a better situation, I don't know if this is confirmed. We will see, and we need to await the next 2 or 3 months to see how can be considered positively this situation registered in July. And if this is confirmed, India become a very good market because the people need to buy products. Generally speaking, the problem that we have this year, as you know, is the transport cost and the electronics components. Until now, no, we are not obliged to stop production due to the small difficulty to find components in the market. But anyway, we consider that the price of raw material registered in the first 6 months beginning to decline by the end of this year and confirm on the next year. So we can say that the budget of 2022 will be a very positive budget, and the second 6 months will be again 6 months where we need to work hard to be able to produce all the products required by the market on the four different areas, as I said before. So very positive Asia, very positive, extremely positive China, positive United States, very positive EMEA, very, very weak India, but with the trend, if this trend of virus registered in July will be confirmed, the situation should be better for the second 6 months of the year. We register a very good trend, a very good sales for spare parts and accessory, where the results of the first 6 months and the market and what we believe to achieve in the second 6 months is quite good and very active. And the margin on spare parts is very good and it's very high too. CapEx, we continue in the CapEx as we budgeted for 20, and we believe to be in line with the program that we have launched at the beginning of the year and be completed by the end of the year on time with the time scheduled. The new products will be launched in September, in August, in terms of motorbikes, and launch in the market the new electric scooter coming that is launched will be in September, and we expected the pre-reaction of the market is very good, so we expected a very good results for this sales trend of these products. Regarding electrical area, we proceed with develop a new electric porter, and we proceed on the design and the project of the new electric two-wheeler, where we have work all next year to be ready for the launch of new products on 23. The program of Piaggio is very clear for the next 2 years, 22 and 23. Again, the budget of 22 that we have already beginning to work is presented very, very, very positive. And the 22-23 will be totally developed, totally dedicated at electrical developed products. I am positive for all type of things. The situation is not easy, but it's possible to achieve the results that we have fixed in the budget.
Okay, now I hand over the call to Alessandra that can comment on the slide that we have published on our website. Okay, Alessandra.
Thank you, Raffaele. Good afternoon, everybody. As usual, I want to start from page 3 of the presentation that you have received and you have found on our website, commenting what happens in the first the 6 months of 2021, and to give you a better information of the trends of this period against 2020, we published also what happens in 2019. As you can see in page 3, we performed an outstanding result with all the most important key metrics in our view, reaching a peak level and achieving the best result since 2007. On net sales, EBITDA margin, EBITDA, EPS, and I believe also in about net debt. About net sales, we can say that the net sales in the first half of 2021 increased by 50.3% from 600 of 2020 to 902 million euro in 2021. EBITDA, as already said, increased by 74% from 83 million euro of first half 2020 to 145 euro million euro in first half 2021. While against 2019, we can say that net sales increased by 10.4% from 817 million euro in 2019 to 902 million euro in 2021, and EBITDA increased by 7.6% from 134 million euro to 145 in 2021. About the EPS, as you can see, we passed it from 10 cents per share in 2019 to 12 euro cent in 2021. About net debt, the net financial position of the group at the end of June 2021 is 402 million euro. If you remember well, when we commented last year the first half results, we have not the same good result. We were more or less at 529 million euro after the COVID first lockdown that is the worst result in the months of April, March, and May. Against the result of June 2019, we passed from 418 million euro to the result of 2020. Go to the slide 4 and 5. Here we have commented the wonderful result, let me say, of all our two-wheelers brand in the first half of this year. Vespa, Piaggio, Aprilia, Moto Guzzi, all our brands reached their best result in terms of revenue. The most important one, as Mr. Colanino already says, are about motorbikes, where both Aprilia and Moto Guzzi reach revenues higher than 100% Aprilia and more or less 70% Moto Guzzi versus the previous year. As you can see at page 5, Moto Guzzi and Aprilia, so our motorbikes brands, reached the highest volumes and revenue to date. We can say that more or less Moto Guzzi reached more than 9,000 vehicles sold in this period, while Aprilia reached more than 16,000 vehicles sold in the period. Another point that Mr. Colanino has already underlined is the wonderful result of the APAC area. So in page 6, you can find a focus on the different areas of the APAC market in which we have signed a new record heights. benefiting of the island country diversification on which we have worked in these years. So as you can see, Vietnam, Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand reached their best results in this period, but the most important one in our strategy is China, as Mr. Colanin already said, and we can say that in China we passed from 3,000 vehicles sold in 2019 to more than 9,000 in 2021. Now, going to page 7, here you can find the comment about the key market demand trend. About the, as you can see, more or less, all the markets in the first 6 months of 2021 grow about of the 24%, 25%, 27%. So we can say that EMEA and Americas have a strong acceleration across this period, drawing the demand well above the pre-pandemic level, while Asia-Pacific, in Asia-Pacific, overall demand strengthened as the semester progresses. In the ASEAN 5 area, there was the demand gaining strength versus 2020, mainly benefiting from Q2 positive uptick in Vietnam, Thailand and Indonesia, but as I already said, the Chinese market results are very important in this growth and in our strategy for the future. About India, India demand revival marked by COVID-19 in second wave, also June data raised hope for the remaining part of the year. In India, we can say that there are two different trends. When we are looking for the scooter market, the market is growing more than 36%, while the commercial vehicles market sign in this period decrease or more than 20%. As you can see, the passenger-like commercial vehicles remain the worst, reflecting the sluggishness in the urban activity caused by the second pandemic period that affects India until the end of June. We can move now to page 8. Where we, as usual, we have prepared an in-depth analysis of volume by business. As you can see in the left part of the slide, the volumes from 20 to 21 grow more than 36.5%, generally speaking. And here you can see the different growth for any geographic area and business. So when we have, if we take a look to the two-wheelers in EMEA and Americas, the growth is more than 32.7%, so from 105,000 vehicles to 139,400. In Asia-Pacific, The vehicles passed from 42,000 vehicles to 70,900 vehicles, with a growth of more than 60.0%. The about two-wheelers India, as already said, we have also for Piaggio a growth from passing from 15,100 vehicles to 32,600 vehicles with a growth of more than 100%. CV EMEA and Americas. Outstanding result in our view, thanks to the introduction and the successful launch of new NP6 vehicles. So we passed from 5,000 vehicles in 2020 to more than 9,000 vehicles in the first part of 2021. About the CV India, as already said before, commenting the market, this is the only segment in which we had a decrease in this first part of the year. saw the volume decrease from 41.9 thousand units in 2020 to 44.8 thousand units in 2021. About the net sales evolution on the right side of the slide, here you can see the segment information about the revenues. The revenues grow more than 50% in 2021 against 2020. All the segments sign a growth, as you can see. Two-wheelers, EMEA and Americas, the growth is more than 6.1% from 350.9 million euro to 564.9 million euro. Two-wheelers, Asia Pacific, passed from 101.5 million euro to 166.5 million euro with a growth of more or less 64%. Two-wheelers India, 15.2 to 29.6. CV EMEA and Americas, 40.5 to 63.7 million euro with a growth of more or less 57%. CV India, 91 million euro to 77. Going to page 9, here you can find the evolution by product, so which is the contribution of any segment about scooters, motors, and commercial vehicles to our revenues and volumes of the first half. As you can see in the slide, the scooters give the outstanding results driven by the absorption all geographic areas in positive price effects. So the volumes grows from 145.6 thousand units to 217.3 thousand units about scooters, with a growth more or less of 40.9%. The bikes, as already said before, get the best result from 2007, with a growth from 17.4 thousand units to 25.5 thousand units, more or less 46%. And as already said, Aprilia in its total getting a result about of 16,000 units, but I want to underline this, the new product launched at the end of 2020, Aprilia RS in Tuono 66cc, stood more than 9,000 units sold from the launch, so more or less in less than 9 months. About the commercial vehicles, as you can see here, the volumes slow down from 47.3 thousand units to 44.2 thousand units, a loss of 6.5%. But thanks to the performance of the new NPC vehicles and the price effect strictly connected to the new sales of this new product, the revenues goes from 115 million euros to 119 million euros. About the other segment, as you can see in the right side of the slide, scooters, 325.6 million euros to 517.1 million euros, grow more or less 60%. 87 million euros motorbikes to 173.6 million euros. Again, the strong effect of Moto Guzzi and Aprilia helped us to reach this very good results. Going to page 10, here you can find and have a look at the EBITDA bridge. If you remember well, in the first half of 2020, our EBITDA was more or less equal to 8 83 million euros. The high effect of the net sales of the period has us on the EBITDA with an effect of 94.4 million euros. We have a little worse effect of the on the crash on the gross margin, as Mr. Colanin already said, it was due from two effects. The first one is an Indian dilutive effect, is for a part of the period the Indian factory was closed, and on the other side, a little more cost about the logistics. As you well know, the canal, the Suez Canal was closed in April for a period. And also Piaggio, as a lot of other companies, have an effect on the cost from this. Cash OPEX, in the slide, more or less, this seems a negative effect, but it's only an optical effect, as we defined, because in these 6 months, the company, the group, works at a normal period, while in 2020, we were stopped all our activities, more or less, everywhere from the first half of March to the first half of May, so for 2 months in the most important part of the season. So with this, with all this effect, the EBITDA evolution is that the EBITDA at the end of June is equal to 145.6 million euro, equal to the 16% on revenues. At page 11, you have a total look of our P&L, and there is no more no other things to underline. We have only underlined the effect on DNA as all the new product, all the new capital expenditure of this period to strengthen brand and new product portfolio have a little effect on depreciation. About the tax rate at the end of June is equal to 38%, as the company in June has decided to benefiting the realignment of intangible asset tax value to book value as it is permitted from the decree number 104 of 2020. Last but not least, net financial position evolution. As we have put in this slide the two different views, the one from the end of June 2020 to the end of June 2021, and the one from the end of December 2020 to the end of June 2021. On your left, what happened in the last 12 months? As you remember well, at the end of June we were net financial position of 528.5 million euros. While we closed June 2021 with a net financial position of 401.9 million euros. The operating cash flow in these 12 months were positive for 177.9 million euros. The change in working capital was also positive for more than 110 million euros. And the CAPEX absorbed cash for 156.6 million euros. So we have in the last 12 months an outstanding free cash flow of more than 132 million euros. On the right of the slide, if we want to take a look to what happened in the last 6 months, we closed the year 2020 with a net financial position of 423.6 million euros. The operating cash flow of these 6 months is about 101.67 million euros. We have a little absorption of working capital, but this is strictly connected with the volume and revenues that we expected in the second part of the year. capital expenditure are in line with our budget and our expectation for this year and with the new investment that Mr. Colaninno has already shared with you, 6.9 million euro. So the end of the net financial position in 401.9 million euro. And under this you can find also what happened in the same period from the end of 2019 to the end of June 2020 to get you the more information if possible on this important figure.
Okay, thank you. And so we are now ready to answer the question you may have. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. The next question is from Monica Bosio with Intesa San Paolo. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon and thanks for taking my question. The first one is on the rise of raw material cost and on top on the rise of freight cost. Could you please quantify the impact over the first half and what do you expect for the full year in terms of cost inflation from raw material and freight cost? My second question is on APAC. APAC area grew by 64% in the first half versus the first half 2019. The second quarter was up by 48% in terms of volumes versus the second quarter 2019 in APAC. I'm just wondering if we can replicate the same growth trends over the next quarters. And the very last question is a flavor, if you can, on the July trend in the 2 weeks European market. Thank you very much.
Monica, we start with the last question, so about the European market in July, if I understood well. And in the first 3 weeks of this month, according to the data we have, European markets are growing, unsurprisingly, against 2018, double digit, I mean between 10 and 15%, with Germany and Italy probably above 10%. This is the trend that we see in Europe.
Versus 2019.
2019, yes, you know.
And versus 2020, which
Maybe is slightly negative. Keep in mind that there is one less working day in July in all the European countries, essentially the France, Germany, Italy, and Spain, compared to 2020.
Okay.
Slightly down in some countries with one less working day that normally account for 7-8%. So overall, I would say very good. Yeah.
Okay. You ask about the price increase of raw material on the first 6 months and what is our view for the next of the year. And then of the next year, is right?
Yes. Also, the rise in transportation cost, in freight cost, which is on top of the raw material and which is very important.
Yeah. Okay. You know what happens on the last 6 months. That's in the first quarter of the year. The newspaper report exactly how is the increase price of steel, of copper, of plastic, and everything is that. And on top of that, you know very well what happens on the transportation. We are in front of an incredible trust from the people that manage the transportation and they manage the containers. unexpected that this situation that really is unbelievable will be stopped by the authority or will be stopped by the market. I know exactly that now big company beginning to refuse to accept price increase as the market require. And I know, and we registered that way already, the first reduction of price, very small, very little. But anyway, we expected that this trend of raw material that is impossible to manage will be stopped, and we beginning to reduce. Now, the stop, I'm expected that will be stopped from now at the end of the year, in some way, in some time, and they're beginning to reduce in the first 6 months of this year.
Okay.
Piaggio was able to manage all this situation due to the diversification of production site, and the market is totally different. You know, for instance, our company in India, they really don't buy from China, but they buy from India directly, and so they not suffer about transportation cost and then the cost of the containers. Either the company in Vietnam, they buy by the local market and they buy components by the country around Vietnam, as Thailand, as Indonesia, and then they don't suffer the same question that the European companies suffer when they buy from China or when they import from Asia. So the mix of Piaggio is coming from the very strategic and very lucky position of the company that is very diversified market by market. As you know, we have a production plant in India, we have a production plant in Vietnam, we have a production plant in China, and so we are able to play around the market, and then, you know, we suffer the price increase, naturally, but not so high as normally people see in the trend of the official results. We expected that we see that, for instance, the components, the electronics components, beginning to be not so difficult as the beginning of the year. Naturally, the situation is not fantastic, it's difficult, but, you know, this depends on also how much, how the company is organized and how the company can go directly on the market and to buy products in an opportunity way.
Thank you very much.
Again, if you have a question, please press star then one. The next question is from François Robillard with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. First one is, can you just come back on one of the questions of Monica? It was about the APAC market and trends, and as well your trends in terms of volume growth there. Can you just tell us if you expect them to remain the second half, or what kind of growth targets do you have in this area? Second one was, again about supply shortages, especially on microchips. I saw browsing on your Italian retail website that some of your products are being proposed without some components. Can we expect some costs looking forward to replace on these vehicles sold without some components or some features? What kind of cost are you looking at in the future to fix this situation? Thank you.
Trend, we expected the trend now is the sales trend now is very strong. The strong demand, coming from Europe, coming from Asia market, and coming from China too. and are coming also from the United States. Now, the market seems to be now looking to stock more what is normal, to stock in advance, because everybody believes that with the market depending from the virus trend, if the virus beginning to slow, now is not the situation slowing, but if the time that the virus begin to slow down, the market will restart on very, very strong and very big sales volume demands. Take one consideration that sometimes is true, sometimes is not true. Talking about India and talking about Asia in general, people live in this country with a very hard virus situation. And the people want to buy two-wheeler only because the two-wheeler is not like a car, and they believe that the two-wheeler can guarantee them more secure situation against the virus. So one of the questions why the market in that country, in that area, is so strong, it depends also from the general situation that the people is oriented to buy more two-wheeler than to use public transportation infrastructure, or to use the car, or to use the bus. Naturally, this is I consider that not a normal trend of the market, because it's too strong, and is I don't believe that this will continue for the next period of next year. But today the demand is quite strong, is much stronger than last year, and we see that there is the market on July. The market in July was very, very strong. We work to satisfy the demands, and we work for August. We have reduced our holiday times because we want to work because we need to reinforce our stock in products that now is very, very low, very down. And then we have customers that want to buy products I consider that in extraordinary volume.
Thank you. And if I may, just on the microchip issue and the fact that you are now selling.
We sometimes we have problems on components, but not too much. We find again, due to our diversification in the different country, we have a stock of our own stock in our factory in India, Vietnam, and China, that and then we can have some sort of protection about this crazy market of chips around the world. So if I look the first 6 months of this year, I want to say that we manage better of what we expected, and we don't suffer too much in terms of we never stop production line. We have some products that is not finished at the end of the line, but is not a big quantity, so let's say normal quantity. And then we are able to anyway to satisfy the customer request on times.
Thank you. And if I may, just one last question. Looking historically at the working capital contribution to your free cash flow on the second quarter, this year it was below 30 millions. That's one of the lowest absolute contributions in the last few years. Is that due to what you just talked about, so some unfinished products at the end of the line that come to increase inventories more than it should be? Or can you just comment on what caused that unusually low figure? Thank you.
Excuse me. The inventory is more or less higher than the previous year. Higher than the previous year because, as already said, the expected volumes for July, August, and September are very higher, so that we can't risk the sales of the third quarter of 2021. We choose to buy something more, some more components, more components than last year. Last year, we were at the beginning of the departure after the COVID. This year, as you said, you see the volumes and the results of the first half is very, very important, and the expectation for the third one are more or less the same. We have to avoid any risk about the production and sales.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Gabriele Gambarova with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my questions. The first one regards tax rate, 38% in the first half. I was wondering if the result to this 104 2020 law changes anything about the tax rate guidance you have for the entire 2021. That is, if I'm not wrong, 40%. The second question is on the one, the new electric scooter you launched a couple of months ago. I was wondering if you started shipping this new product to the dealers, or you are having any issue with transportation freights and so on.
Okay. Starting from the tax rate, I can confirm to all of you that the expected tax rate of 2021 after the decision to adopt the realignment at the end of June, more or less will be about 38%. I don't expect, and we do not expect any other changing within the end of the year. About the new electric product that we launched in May, the vehicle will be in the shops at the beginning of September.
Thank you very much.
No, lui era. No, mi ha sentito adesso, l'ha sentito. Okay.
Thank you.
Francesca, if there are no other question, I think that we can close the call now.
There are no other questions. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much everyone for attending this meeting. As usual, if you need to have more info going forward, you can call me also this afternoon and during the weekend. Thank you very much. Bye.